You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome Tiara Innes News. Yesterday afternoon, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Chung Viet Trung had a meeting with Sóc Trăng Province People's Committee on supporting the source of leveling sand materials for Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway Construction Investment Project Phase 1, Component 2, running through Kansas City. State and Vice Chairman of Sóc Trăng Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hoài Nghiệp affirmed that with the existing reserves of 7 sand mines in the province, Sóc Trăng is ready to give priority to support Kansas City. He requested the Provincial Department of Natural Resources and Environment to specifically review the existing river sand reserves to support Kansas City. This morning, the Informed newspaper, in collaboration with Kansas University, organized a workshop on living with drought and salinity in the Mekong Delta. The workshop is a forum for ministries, experts, localities, and businesses to discuss and share solutions and experiences to adapt to drought and salinity towards sustainable development of the Mekong Delta in the context of climate change. A cooperation signing conference between Kansas City People's Committee and Kansas University of Medicine and Pharmacy took place this morning. Accordingly, the two sides committed to cooperate in professional fields suitable to their functions, tasks, capabilities, and needs to develop Kansas Health Center into a regional specialized medical center, according to Resolution No. 59, dated August 5, 2020, of the Politburo, and upgrade Kansas University of Medicine and Pharmacy into an important school of the nation, according to the government's Resolution No. 98, dated August 30, 2021. To achieve this goal, the two sides cooperate in training, science and technology, medical examination, treatment, and preventive medicine, among others. Yesterday morning at the Khmer Theravada Buddhist Academy, the military headquarters of Kansas City and the People's Committee of Omom District developed a plan to jointly organize activities to celebrate the Tet of People and Soldiers in celebration of Chanchinam Thame Festival 2024. Taking place from April 9 to 12, 2024, this year's Tet of People and Soldiers is held at the Khmer Theravada Buddhist Academy with activities such as building a 1.5-kilometer-long 2-meter-wide road in Bình Lập area, Phú Thới Ward, Omom District, building three new bridges with a total cost of about 8,250,000 Vietnam đồng, donating 300 gifts to disadvantaged Khmer households, giving 100 scholarships to poor Khmer ethnic students in Omom District, building 15 great solidarity houses or fascinate houses, offering medical examination and medicines, while organizing many sport activities for games, performing arts program, and reviewing activities of the last set of people and soldiers. Kansas City Irrigation Department just launched the order to implement Phase 2 of the Omom River Anti-Landslide Embankment Project from Barit to Tamfu Station. The objective of the project is to promptly prevent and overcome consequences caused by natural disasters, prevent emergency landslides of the Omom River, and ensure traffic, safety, life, and property of people. Yesterday afternoon, the Department of Industry and Trade, in collaboration with Kansas City Administration of Market Management, continued to work with several companies and petroleum stores located in Ninh-Kiều and Cát Đăng districts. Leaders of Kansas City's Department of Industry and Trade suggest that businesses continue to improve the e-invoicing process. For proposals related to the opening of more petroleum stations, the functional sector will consider settling according to its competence. According to the dispatch department under Kansas City Electricity, after 1 hour of turning off the lights in response to Earth Hour 2024 on Saturday night, Kansas City has saved 41,222 kilowatt-hour of electricity. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.